I left school at 14 and I went to work on the light railway at Leighton Buzzard, which carted sand from Double Arches in Eaton Reach to Billington Road in Leighton Buzzard. And that railway is now used for pleasure, but that's what it used to be. There used to be four big armour-plated engines running, which were they purchased them from over from the First World War, I think. And they used to pull about 20-odd wagons. There's one, I worked for the one that pulled for Garsides as a flag boy, because where, you know, the crossing, where you cross the roads, I had to jump off with a red flag and stop the traffic, such as it was then. First was the Stanbridge Road, then there was the Ockliff Road, then there was the Van Dyke Road, then there was the Shenley Road, and then on down to Double Arches. We used to do that about four times a day, there and back, taking empty wagons back and bringing loaded wagons from Double Arches, which one part was Garsides and the other part was Arnold's. Well, there was only one engine went for Garsides. All the other three engines went to Arnold's. And we just come back from there to Billington Road, because that's where the drying sheds and the washing the sand and drying the sand was. Arnold's got theirs, one side of the road, and Garside's got theirs, the Billington Road in Leighton Buzzard, up by Page's Park there. And then I went to work for Garside's when I was about 15 or 16. So I'd learned to drive one of those simplex locos, which they were using in the pits. And I used to go to Double Arches then to work, and we used this loco to go a place called the Churchways Pit, which was up from Double Arches up towards Overing Green, and they called that Churchways Pit. And then I used to drive in this simplex loco, petrol driven, you know, simplex loco. Used to pull the wagons, loaded wagons out from the pit where the dobbers had loaded the wagons, and then take them back down to Double Arches, ready for the light railway people to pick them up and take them to Billington Road in Leighton Buzzard. I did that for a while, quite a while. Then I had a row with the son of the manager of Garsides at the time. It was old Jimmy Webb. And I was taking a load of, I'd got 20-odd wagons, and I was pushing them instead of pulling them. I was pushing them up to take to the pit up Churchways. On the way up, because I'd got 20 wagons in front of me, and coming down, there was a bend. And coming down the other way was Jimmy Webb's son driving another loco, coming down with two wagon loads of sand, you see. He panicked and jumped off and left the bloody thing, sorry, left it running. And of course, my front wagon hit his engine and bloody pile up there. And with that, I had this row with his father, because he was on the side of his son, of course. And I thought, well, I'll chuck the job in then.